Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, The Fall Into Life, comes from the audio learning program, Staying Awake, The Ordinary Art, from poet, philosopher, and teacher Mark Nepo. Steve Lazard, a producer at Sounds True, was with Mark Nepo in our Boulder studio for this recording session. Here's what Steve had to say about this week's producer's pick.
I'm astounded by the skill with which Mark is able to look at the world and offer explanations and metaphors that lead us to new understandings. This beautiful way of seeing the world and how Mark has chosen to share that knowledge with all of us is a true gift. In this selection, Mark examines the notion that although we may desire for our burdens to be removed, it is through those difficulties that we are made who we are.
You can download this entire program, Staying Awake, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, The Fall Into Life with Mark Nepo.
We often wish, especially in difficult times, that we could opt out, that we could transcend out of here. But the rewards for being alive are only here. They're right here. It's interesting that when astronauts were in the space shuttles and were spending lots of time, weeks up there, they discovered something they didn't expect, and that was being weightless for that prolonged a period of time. When astronauts who had done that came back to Earth, their bone density was that of a 70-year-old. The metaphor of this confirms the fact that much as we would like to, being free of our burdens, being weightless, will not serve us. There is no way out of here but being here. So we begin with this precious human birth. There is a story that Buddha is supposed to have told to some of his students when asked, how rare is it to be incarnated as a human being? And it is said that Buddha thought for a while and looked and said, imagine a tortoise at the bottom of the ocean, waking and drifting to the surface, breaking surface, looking around, and then going back down to the bottom of the ocean and falling asleep, and waking a second time and drifting up and breaking surface. And the odds of that tortoise breaking surface in the same exact spot twice, that is how rare it is to be born a human being in this life. That's quite amazing. So the question is, knowing that we are one of the rarest forms of life to ever walk the earth, how will we carry ourselves? What will we do with our hands? What will we ask and of whom? And the only thing that I can come to is that we must ask what we need to know now. We must love who we love now. When we remember how precious this human birth is, it makes all hesitation useless. It doesn't stop us from being fearful, because being human is being fearful. But it helps us return to the preciousness of this human birth. And that return is the practice of staying awake. I want to talk a moment about what it means to be a pilgrim. And I would offer that to journey without being changed is to be a nomad. To change without journeying is to be a chameleon. But to journey and be transformed by the journey That is to be a pilgrim. And it's interesting that the word pilgrim actually is related to the Greek word axios, which means worth. So when we enter this precious human birth and devote ourselves to journeying and being transformed, we are seeking a conversation with worth. Not only our own, but the worth of life, the worth of air, the worth of elements, the worth of experience. The word saint actually goes back to the Sanskrit word sant, which means truth seeker. And in this, we are all saints, for we all seek worth and truth. And I would say that one of the only ways I have stumbled onto truth and worth has been in those moments, either because I've stumbled into it, been broken to it, been loved to it, that I have journeyed and been transformed for the journey. Dostoevsky once said, "If you love everything, you will perceive the divine mystery in all things." This connects again to how kindness reveals kinship. So this offers us a way to think about the myth of the Garden of Eden a little differently. We all know that Adam and Eve were sent out of the Garden of Eden because supposedly they committed original sin and were cast out for eating of the tree of knowledge. But given what we're talking about, I want to offer a different version of the Garden of Eden. I want to suggest that Adam and Eve were always meant to leave the Garden of Eden. That Eden was, in fact, an initiation and not a destination. And that, in fact, they delayed their entry into the world of experience. And that perhaps God sent the snake to help them on their way, to say, "You can do this. Go ahead. Eat of life. Go forth. Yes, it will be difficult. Yes, there will be good and evil. There will be confusion and clarity. There will be pain. There will be beauty. There will be truth. But go, take this heaven out there." And they, being afraid, said, "No, I don't want to go there." And so God helped them out into the world where they belong. And so this gives us a way to start to imagine that when we are awake in the midst of everything life has to offer, we are actually inhabiting an ounce of heaven.